Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Hi there, and welcome back. The scripture reading is taken from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 13, as written in the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and reads thusly: Judgment will be without mercy to anyone who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. In chapter 2 of the book of James, some of the people were inclined to the showing of favoritism. These people were believers, and yet they were discriminating against people who were poor. They were not showing mercy as God has shown his mercy to them. Why should we not show favoritism? There are several reasons why we should not show favoritism. Favoritism is inconsistent with the teachings of Christ. It originates from evil thoughts. It is biased. It is based on selfish motives. It is indirect, or it is in direct opposition to the biblical definition of love. It is void of mercy and compassion for those who are less fortunate. Favoritism is hypocritical. It is a sin. God shows his mercy and compassion by forgiving our sins. Let's understand that we cannot earn God's forgiveness by forgiving others. However, when we withhold our forgiveness from others, especially after we've received forgiveness for ourselves, we show that we don't truly understand, we don't truly appreciate God's mercy and compassion toward us. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 in the New International Version of the Holy Bible, Jesus teaches for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. When we ask God's forgiveness for our sins, we must be mindful that we have forgiven those who have wronged us. Because, you see, forgiveness is our access to the kind of family relationship that God wants us to have with all people. The closing song is entitled, If God Is My Father, by Larry Norman.
Okay, it could be a little lower. It could be a little louder.
No, I'm
louder.
Mama.
Thank you.
Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us with a special note of thanks to everyone for tuning in to my podcast of meditations, informative talks, sermonettes, and sermons. Be encouraged to listen to the scripture readings as well. Manifold blessings and thanks to all listeners.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.